This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Sunday edition of the show. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to hop into one of those, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us, and that us is me, Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Starting out with a prostitution update, and it was funny, we just happened to come across this topic last night, and then I found this story from The Morning Call. This is Lehigh Valley, which I believe is Pennsylvania, New Jersey. That's where Lehigh Valley is. Anyway, it's all about Backpage.com being gone, but being replaced,
of course,
by another, what they call, more graphic website.
Sure.
So, for listeners who are unfamiliar, do the two of you remember anything about Backpage.com?
It's a website for hookers.
It was.
Yeah.
It had more than that, though. That's what it was famous for and what it got shut down for.
Okay.
But it was an alternative to Craigslist and had similar categories as normal Craigslist, along with the hooker section.
But when Craigslist stopped having hookers,
that's where all the hookers went.
Continued it.
Yes.
Well, I mean, Backpage was intended to be, it's in the name, right? So, like, remember magazines back in the day, there were, or like, local news, there's certain, like, weekly papers.
Sure.
Where they would have, on, like, near the back page, there would be, like, these classified ads, which is where you would find services like that.
Yes.
So, that's kind of where that, in my opinion, that's where the name Backpage comes from. It's an acknowledgement in the title of the website that this is a place where you can find adult services.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dispute that, but yeah. they did have other categories.
Oh, yeah,
it wasn't
totally
popular.
Totally.
Yeah.
I went on the Silk Road. They had
so did the other original back pages.
Yes.
Like, you know, there could be other things. So you might see a garage sale there now every now and then, but generally no.
I went on the Tor Network to go to the original Silk Road to see what it was like, and they had some like shawls, handmade mm-hmm. shawls, and like handmade bags, and
sure, they had books,
lots of things that you could yeah. get there that weren't illegal drugs and guns. But that's
right.
What people were known for. That's what they were.
Well, Silk Road didn't have guns, but
they
Silk
did at
Road
one
did.
Point.
No, they did not.
Was it the Armory then? That
they launched
it?
A site called the Armory, which
okay.
failed.
I went and looked
never
at that.
Never went anywhere. Yeah. Silk Road, for listeners that don't know, is the world's first underground drug marketplace, which, as you point out, did have other categories of things, but that's
underground
what it was
known
free
for. Marketplace.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, the creator of that Silk Road has been put in prison for 2 life sentences plus 40 years for basically creating a website, which is crazy. But that's the world that we live in. One of the other topics we discussed last week was this idea that website operators are being more and more held liable for the posts of the people who are on their websites, which is one of the reasons why Craigslist stopped accepting yep. the, well, not ads for prostitution, but personals ads, because there was this legislation at the federal level within the last year, and I'm sorry, I don't remember what it was called, but it basically said that if you have more than a couple, basically three or something like that, 3 to 5 or prostitution-related advertisements, which is, again, a personals ad that uses code words would qualify
yep.
as one of these things. If this is found on your site, you'll be held criminally liable for it. So Craigslist was just like, well, we just don't need the personal section anymore.
And I'm sure you're going to get into it on this article. However, this one is not run in the United States, so they're hoping
this news site.
Yeah.
Okay. So last week, the story here from The Morning Call at MC or mcall.com. An Allentown Vice detective responded to an online ad featuring 2 young, practically naked women. Through the ad posted under the name Bella, the detective arranged a sexual encounter at an Allentown motel for $300 for a half hour.
Right. People can't get work in Allentown, so the cops have to go busting people.
When a woman showed up at the March 28th sting, the detective promptly arrested her. His 7th bust in a month.
Lucky
a few days.
Day.
A few days later, he made his eighth arrest in a similar online sting. This doesn't seem like luck to me. I mean, this is... He's pretty good at it.
Yeah.
You know, these women want to meet for money, and who knows what they're saying in the emails that they're having with this guy. But ladies, guys, you shouldn't be exchanging prices over text or email, you know, if you want to be kept safe, I would think, from these potential busts. You know?
It's hard to even use the term safe and talk about prostitution, okay? Yeah. So I don't – I've never participated. I don't really understand. But
we used to have a guy on our show who was a professional escort.
He was.
Sadly, he's leaving New Hampshire.
6'3" and jacked,
yeah.
Right?
Like, he's handsome.
Right. He's – you know, he doesn't have the same problems that a 5'4", 125-pound – female prostitute's going to have, and I can't even imagine what that's like.
You're talking about a potentially violent John? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, safe is a difficult term to use.
Yeah, I mean safe from arrest.
Yeah, I was thinking from the John perspective.
So what do you? How do you even discuss this? How do you even discuss what's going to happen?
Well, they have, as I understand it, if Rich were here, he would know, the other Rich,
yeah.
Rich Paul, he seems to know a lot about kind of the code words and such that that are utilized. He was telling me last night that apparently the half-hour length is generally considered not like full sex, and the full sex is considered the full hour purchase, basically. So without getting into any more graphic detail than that. So anyway, his seventh bust in a month. Those are just a few of the busts that local authorities say highlight a sudden surge in prostitution-related activity in the Lehigh Valley, almost all attributed to a new website that has picked up where controversial site Backpage.com left off when it was shut down a year ago. Now, let's be clear. The activity isn't new. It just happens to be available now on this website, so now it's easy for the cops to bust people. So, when you took away Backpage, prostitution didn't go away. The Johns didn't go away. The women who are willing to sell those services, or men, didn't go away.
Yeah.
It's just now there's a new central location where they can advertise. So, of course, the number of busts goes up, which says there's more prostitution activity than there was previously. I would suggest that there, in point of fact, was still prostitution.
And I think as we get into it, this website makes it a lot easier. Only because...
That Backpage?
Easier, yeah, because Backpage, there was like a pretense of this is not actual prostitution. This is an escort service. You go out on a date. You know.
This looks exactly like prostitution from here when I'm looking at the page.
This new one?
Backpage is gone.
Oh, I don't know anything about Backpage.
This new one is definitely more open about the prostitution.
They're showing you pictures. The games. Yeah. There's pictures. There's also like a list of the things the girls are willing to do.
Yes.
On their pages.
And
many of which we probably can't say on the air. But anyway, the site's called Skip the Games. It's been described by local police and prosecutors as a more graphic and in-your-face version of Backpage, which authorities say have fueled a surge in prostitution in the area since 2010. After Backpage, again, no, it was making it easier for you to bust them. After Backpage was shut down by federal authorities last April, the Lehigh Valley witnessed a noticeable decrease in prostitution arrests. Allentown, where the majority of busts happened, reported a 39% decrease in arrests for prostitution and commercialized vice in 2018. But as the authorities expected, the decrease didn't last long. Quote, initially, when the government shut those websites down, we really didn't do anything for a little while, said the regional police sergeant.
No, that's just because people want to do this. There's ultimately really nothing wrong with this.
Of course not.
If you, you can pay money, you can pay people money to do things. You can have sex with whomever will allow you to have sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, why those two things can't be combined is beyond me. I'm not recommending this activity.
It's risky.
I don't think it's a good idea, but that's...
So people, jumping out of airplanes.
People do all kinds of things that I don't recommend in life. And honestly, one of the worst aspects of this is that it's illegal.
Absolutely. That actually makes it more dangerous because the women can't get testing regularly like they would in a market.
Right, and you'd want that in a market. You'd be able to go to a place, find somebody who would fit your description, and they'd have a nailed to the wall their health certificate.
On a side note, I don't think the article is going to get into it, but I do think that the current like hookup culture, as far as dating and relationships go, plays a part into increases in prostitution.
Really? I want to know why you're saying that. Coming up here, we'll get into that. Plus, your calls and thoughts are welcome. More on this website, Skip the Games. Police are cracking down, at least in Lehigh Valley, probably in other places as well. That's just where this particular story came from. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on legalizing prostitution or whatever you want on Free Talk.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 3733 here tonight. It's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
Also, I want to let you know about Bitcoin.com, your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. It's a very extensive and exhaustive, almost, website with a lot of features, and a lot of it's for free. They can help you choose your Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. You can read the latest news or engage with the community on their Bitcoin forum, and so much more over at Bitcoin.com. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we've been discussing the news about a new website that is apparently it's making headlines, at least in the Lehigh Valley in Pennsylvania, for prostitution. Lots of busts have been fueled by this new site, Skip the Games. This is now sort of the new Backpage. Backpage used to be improved. Yeah, it used to be very popular. It's been taken down by the federal government, and now this new site
has... Venereal disease, faster.
well, you know, who knows? Maybe some of these girls test themselves. I don't know
what
level,
a good idea, but
level
I,
of quality.
Well, in an unregulated market, you're going to see some problems.
No doubt about it.
This is black market stuff here.
Well, I mean, even in an unregulated, I think as libertarians, we don't want government regulation in marketplaces, but that doesn't mean that the markets will be more dangerous, because generally the market has a desire to satisfy its customers. And in this case, satisfying a customer would also mean not in, you know, passing a disease to that person, and so the market would have its own mechanism of self-regulation, if you will, or like certification, for instance.
And buyer beware, we're a cop.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Richie, you had said right before we went to break there that you feel like hookup culture is driving more people towards prostitution. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what were you kind of getting at?
I'm going to lay out a chain of events that in my mind leads to this.
And what's the difference between hookup culture and people 20, 30 years ago having one-night stands at bars?
It's become easier because of the internet.
Okay.
So hookup culture is a thing.
For younger people, supposedly. That's what I understand.
Supposedly. I mean, I can't imagine that somehow you get on your phone, you swipe right or swipe left or whatever the heck you do, mm-hmm. and then a few hours later you're doing it in somebody's house. I just can't imagine that's the case. But hey, don't listen to me, kids. I'm old.
So before I got married, I was definitely a part of it.
All right.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
What do you know then?
that it can be that easy.
All right.
So,
so I've heard that 20% of guys get 80% of the attention on Tinder. Is that the right name? Yeah, Tinder. And Tinder's that 80% therefore are splitting that 20%.
I believe it. So, I never really used Tinder because that kind of happened a little bit later.
Okay.
But I've been on the old dating sites like Plenty of Fish.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And OkCupid.
OkCupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was like my dating pool for quite a while.
There is an option on OkCupid for people who are looking for hookups. That's
right.
That's an option. But there's like long term, short term dating hookups.
You never want to check that box though, because it's a pretense. Right, I don't know how many times I've heard, you know, when I was in that culture, like, oh my God, I don't really do this. Like, of course you do. We all do. There's a pretense that carries over, that you pretend like you're not doing what you think you're doing, and then you end up doing it.
So wait, people are pretending they're not doing hookup culture, but they are doing hookup culture?
In my experience, yes. They'll say short-term relationship, long-term relationship, but then they will have sex on the first date.
Okay, so there's a date. So what, Mark, you were envisioning was that somebody's just going over to somebody's house and they're banging. But what you're saying is
I would also call that a first date. Like, that also happens.
Okay. I don't know if you can call that a date. Can you? Can you call it a date if you go right over to the person's house?
The hookers call it a date.
Here's the weird conversation that, ironically, I had with my wife last night. Again, prior to being with her, like, I was in this. And prior to getting in this culture...
Was she in it as well?
No.
Prior? No.
Not as far as I know.
She your same age, roughly?
Yeah, but okay. a little older than me. But between long-term relationships, I was like involuntarily celibate for like 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I say involuntarily because I really wasn't trying. I wasn't actively, you know, attempting to date. And then, you know,
you weren't mad about it like the incels, though.
I was not mad about it.
Right. That term was going to get thrown around here in just a second.
So, and here's the other funny thing about that, right? Like, you know, I would be flirtatious, and then I would wonder why. like, why am I not getting any attention? Like, why is it not working out? And then I walk by a mirror, and I'm like, oh, that's exactly why. Because I had, you know, long hair and a shaggy beard, and like, you know,
yeah.
I took care of my hygiene. I just grew all my hair out. And ironically enough, my buddy goes, dude, shave your beard, and you'll get chicks. And I shaved the beard.
And?
Within a week, had a date.
Wow.
And the first thing she says, like, oh, why'd you shave your beard? I'm like,
cause
son
you.
Of a, you know. Anyway, yeah. So back to my original point.
I got a lot of attention when I had my beard. Oh, but all right,
long hair too, though. A lot of women don't like long hair.
Yeah,
it's like evil Jesus. But the original point I was making was the ease of access to sex online has in my opinion, right? This is completely my opinion. Has commoditized sex within the dating realm. So from a guy's perspective, right, and from my perspective while dating. Sex was an expectation, right? If we, you know, there was a lot of flirtation online. There was a lot of, you know, sexting going on before meeting face to face. And there's a lot of like sexual tension built up by the time that face to face happens. So whether we go out to dinner or to a movie or just back to the apartment, right? You know, whatever, there was an expectation.
And then would that be the last time you'd see that girl, or would she just go in your little black book kind of thing, and then you could, like, you know, hook up later? Like, how often do the hookup culture people re-hook up with the same person?
From my perspective, as often as possible.
So then sure. Is that a casual...
You go back to the well as often as you can.
Does that... Well, okay, so I've also heard of this term called casual relationship.
Sure.
Does that become a casual relationship after the first hookup, or...
I've had a few casual relationships as well, meaning... I had other sexual partners, she had other sexual partners, and when it worked out between us, we would have sex together.
I
would consider those casual.
Yeah, I had an instance where I was dating two young women, and things occurred with one, physical things occurred with one, and I told the other, hey, I really can't see you anymore. And she was sort of shocked that I would suggest that, you know, that this couldn't occur, hey... Sorry, I'm over here doing something physical on this side. Therefore, you know, we're not going to be going out any longer. Now, I had not done anything physical with her, and she sort of acted cheated, I guess, is probably the best way to describe, you know, the conversation I had with her. Consider...
So she was shocked that a man would say no. Basically.
Any conversation I'm having with you occurred before 2003 or something. So, you know...
Hookup culture wasn't a term back then, but that's not to say people weren't, you know, having casual relationships.
People had sex prior to marriage at that time, yeah.
Right. So
how does this tie into driving more prostitution if sex is more available...
So from the guy's perspective, there's an expectation for sex, which means from the female perspective, sex becomes a commodity. And what the females have learned in my estimation is that if sex is going to be expected, they need to get something out of it rather than just sex themselves. And now they're in a position where they can charge for sex because they know that's what the guy wants. And it becomes a transactional relationship.
Okay, more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We got more on this new website, replacing Backpage, and it's coming up on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says an Affordable Care Act replacement will be released before the 2020 election after Trump administration officials met at Camp David this weekend. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado tells CNN's State of the Union that right now the GOP doesn't have the best interests of Americans in mind.
The Republicans are for reasons that I do not understand, taking away health care from tens of millions of Americans. That is what Donald Trump has been for. So to me, that's the relevant dividing line. If somebody can come up with a better plan than my plan, not only would I be for that plan, I'd give that person the Nobel Prize if I could do it.
An American woman and her guide, who were kidnapped on Tuesday while on safari in Uganda, have been released. Kimberly Endicott and her guide were taken to safety after ransom was paid. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition here. You can join us. We're talking about relationships, the casual relationships, hookup culture, prostitution. That's what led us into this whole conversation, is a newish website called Skip the Games. Not an advertiser, but maybe we should call them, Mark. Anyway, McCall or mcall.com, the morning call in Lehigh Valley, is reporting on a cop who has been cracking down. He's been responding to advertisements on this new website, has busted at least 8 women within a 1 month time frame. You know, really teaching them a lesson about being an entrepreneur in this world and
single moms.
Right. Trying to make it on their own. So we're going to go on with more from the story. Your calls and thoughts are welcome if you want to add into the discussion. Maybe you've got some experience as a prostitute or a John, and you want to talk about this or whatever aspect of this world that not a lot of people know a whole lot about. 855-450-FREE. That's our number here. And by the way, liberty.menu, I don't know if they have any restrictions on the types of ads that you can place on liberty.menu, but if you were
They don't know either.
If you were to go there, you might be able to put your services up, and maybe if you're a digital content creator or you've got an event that you're promoting, you would want to be listed there if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. It's a site for libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists to put their voluntarist ideas into action. You can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, get a special listener badge on your profile over at liberty.menu. It's a great way to let people in the Liberty community know about what you do, and there's no limit. You can just put stuff up there for free over at liberty.menu. As we continue here, besides the 8 Allentown arrests from February 27th, that began as online investigations on Skip the Games. Police in Northampton County said an investigation on the website led to a prostitution sting at a Hanover Township hotel that netted 8 arrests, including one man charged with promoting prostitution for posting ads. Skip the Games portrays itself as a sort of dating site, quote, the premier place online for consenting adults to find each other and have fun with each other, unquote, according to its description.
Right, absolutely. If somebody wanted to create a site where people could get together and have casual sex, that's completely legal. It's when money begins changing hands.
That's correct.
That it's a problem. And
you found a girl on the site, Mark, not because you were looking for real, but just because
I looked at the site and I was stunned by the post.
She's, it says 30.00 car head. And we won't say what that means, but
you figure it out.
You know, is she talking about 30, 30 what? It could be anything, right? She didn't put a dollar sign in front of it, so who knows what the 30 could be.
It's definitely skirting whatever rules are in place.
But
we
whatever,
all know what it means.
Whatever 30 is, it's denominated down to the hundredths of a whole.
Could be 30 minutes. You know, who
could
knows?
No, nope, that's not how you designate minutes. Minutes are done with a colon.
Right. So the name suggests the slogan is, quote, skip the games, get satisfaction, unquote. The website is only about the sale of sex, said the senior district attorney in Lehigh Valley, Robert Schaff, a real fun-loving guy.
Yeah, right.
Personal ads are posted to the site every day, showing mostly women, many of them posing provocatively while naked or scantily clad.
Yes, that's happening.
Besides the photos, each ad provides brief physical description, a list of sexual acts they consent to, and contact information, while being careful not to mention money. Schaff says, quote, it makes Backpage look more innocuous. It's very pornographic and in your face. Well,
it may not talk
you have
about
to choose,
money.
Hold on. You have to choose to go to the website. Sure. So to call a website in your face, I think, is pretty ridiculous. Sorry, you were saying.
Right. Oh, they don't talk. They try to skirt the talking about money, but there's definitely a line item for payment methods accepted.
That's true. But if you're paying someone for an hour of their time,
sure,
then
right. It does
that's
say
not
escorts.
Right. That's not prostitution.
Understood.
Yeah.
Right. You can pay somebody to come to your house and hang out.
That's been the loophole forever.
Yeah. And in this case, it's interesting because at the same time, they also show a list of the things they're willing to do.
Yeah,
so
for free.
Perhaps
if you pay for
during
their time.
An hour of their time. Yeah. Right? So you know what you're getting into as far as this person will not do X, they will do Y. And so people that are looking for specific things can find that in advance. No, that way there's no question when they get there about what's possible. You know, there's not as much negotiating that whatever awkwardness might go on there where people are, you know, wanting to talk about the things that they're looking for, but can't, do that legally.
Pardon my ignorance. And it certainly I'm ignorant about this. How can it be prostitution if sex doesn't occur? Like, how can you be charged?
It's the deal. It's cutting the deal. That's what they get you for. That's what's illegal.
I can cut a cutting a deal. Talking.
Yes,
is
that's
illegal.
What's illegal. That's why they don't wait until you stick it in.
Right. I know.
Would like to though, because then they get. You know.
They do in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Right. Hawaii apparently that was a thing.
What you're talking about is the undercover cops are. It's okay apparently, for at least it was. I don't know if they've changed.
I don't know if they changed it either.
To have sex with a prostitute before they arrest them, but in the other states that generally.
And they fought very very hard to get that to stay on the books.
Yes. They did. Yes. It was.
How else could we possibly arrest them?
Right.
That's my question is here. Striking the deal isn't what is illegal, Ian.
But that is what's illegal.
No, it's showing up. After having struck the deal, is that because that's when they're arresting them? And I just don't understand. How can you arrest me for prostitution?
Well, they could go to you and arrest you, but it's easier when you come to them. Well, so you make a deal for prostitution. Most of the time, the classic example before there was an internet was person to person, right? Like girl, you pick the girl up on the side of the road. There's some interchange, and then there's a deal made. Boom, you get arrested. Then
money's on the dresser.
In the case of an online deal, if you've made a deal and they can prove it was you, then they could go to you and arrest you. But part of proving it was you is waiting for you to show up.
Okay.
So when you show up, you're now the guy who was online. They have now confirmed that. Oh, are you Mark? You know, then they might ask you while you're coming up. You'll be like, yep, you're under arrest. If you're not Mark, then you might not be under arrest.
One would think that a simple, clarity surrounding the transaction is, look, I'm not paying you for any sexual acts you might perform. Mm-hmm. I'm paying you to come hang out.
Oh, yeah, that's what you would want to do. You don't want to You don't want to put in...
I would really like some of these actions to occur.
Sure. And
okay.
And again,
that
that's been the loophole
way around it.
I just don't know how... I imagine most people don't take prostitution charges to trial because it's all so very dirty and awful and all these things. Obviously...
Most people just want the charges to go away. They'll take a plea.
I imagine there's a lot of married guys that are like, I don't, whatever I got to do here.
Yep.
Keep this as quiet as I can.
Right.
You know, but if you were to sort of take this to trial and fight it, look, nothing happened. I don't know what the problem is here.
Well, the problem would be if you didn't do it the way you said.
In America, I can make a deal, and as long as I haven't followed through with it, you're like, I can
I'm
pick
sorry,
up a gun,
you can't.
I can say, I'm going to shoot and kill somebody.
In theory, it'd be nice if you could, but no, Mark, you cannot. The way prostitution laws are written, it is the cutting the deal that is illegal.
Then it
they
needs
don't want
to go
you
to the Supreme Court. It sounds like a violation of free speech.
I don't want to parallel it to this for too long, but it's also part of, you know, the You Catch a Predator TV show,
yes,
right? Like no sexual act ever took place,
mm-hmm. and they arrested
those guys all the time.
Well,
they,
often
humiliated them.
Most arrests, people just plea. The vast majority of arrests, people just plea. So you can just arrest people, and 99 out of 100 people will plea out.
And I think that's what Ian's saying in the prostitution. They make the arrest, and they take the plea, and no one's challenging it.
But I don't think they would win if they challenged it. I mean, it would be an interesting...
That's what Ian's saying.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it would be an interesting case, Mark, and I think it would... I'd be fascinated to see somebody do what
By
you're
no
suggesting.
By no means will you find me, you know, taking this to find out.
But as
you
I
want to post an ad? Just to see what happens.
Look, I've never gotten...
People would be paying me.
I've never gotten into this world myself, but I'm interested in things that are, you know, prohibited and why and how, and I've looked at
just
that.
About everybody's interested in the notion of people paying each other for sex, that commoditizing this, because in our culture it isn't, and it's so complicated that...
I'm just telling you, it's the deal that's the cutting. And the reason why they don't come arrest you is because they want you to walk into their trap. They want you to prove that you are the person that you were supposedly online. Because online, they just have a claim, right? They just have, well, you know, I want to get this thing from you, and then here's the amount I'm willing to pay for it. They
so
still don't know who you are.
So what if I tell Richie Rich that he's got to go pick up $1,000 for me from a friend's house?
Yeah.
And I send him to the location. Cops jump out and arrest him.
That'd be bad. If he said, my name's Mark, then, you know, if you had told the undercover that your name's Mark and that you're coming, and then he shows up and says his name is Mark, they might arrest him, and that could be very bad.
What if I told him?
Could be money
coming up. You have to tell him.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? 1? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food. Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And also, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Thanks, by the way, to Paul Ritter, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. Paul's given $10 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send, in fact, all we ask for is $5, but he's doing 10. You send
$5.
Paul. Yeah, thank you. Send $5 a month in. We take that in and invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board as well over at amp.freetalklive.com. You will get perks, benefits for being a Free Talk Live amplifier, like access to the AMP chat rooms on our Discord server, and more. Go get all the details at ampamp.freetalklive.com. And yes, you can use PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC. It's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to, I pulled up, Mark, just so you know, so that we're not arguing over what these things say. The New Hampshire RSA, which is the statutes here in New Hampshire.
Revised statutes annotated.
Correct. Now, they all have different names in different states, but generally a lot of these things tend to be pretty boilerplate as far as definitions. So while this is the definition in New Hampshire, it may or may not match what's in your state. It likely does, but,
it'll be close.
Your mileage may vary. So a person is guilty of a misdemeanor if the person, A, solicits, agrees to perform, or engages, so they could wait until you stick it in, or engages in sexual conduct, or excuse me, contact, as defined in RSA, whatever, or sexual penetration as defined in RSA, whatever, in return for consideration. That's money. Or some sort of thing of value, basically.
You could do it for
a service,
copper,
or your rent, or, whatever.
Right.
So, soliciting, agreeing to perform, they've already got you. It's, again, or engages in. So they don't have to wait until you actually engage in the act that you've agreed to pay for or that you've asked to pay for.
All right.
That's it.
I used to work as a valet mm-hmm. at a parking structure in Waikiki when I was living back in Hawaii. And, because it was like the tourist district, there were street walkers around all the time. Mm-hmm. And one of my coworkers, at one point asked, he's like, I wonder how much they charge. Like it was a general curiosity, not necessarily that he was trying to solicit one. I was like, dude, you should just find one and ask her, because at some point that's going to be a part of the conversation. And I'm sure they don't shy away from that at all either.
I would be curious to know this information, what pricing is like myself.
Yeah. But that's what gets you in trouble.
It's probably what gets you arrested.
Right.
And
that's why these girls on this
knowing
site.
This information isn't gonna change my life in any way, so I just kind of remain ignorant. Now, we at one point had a prostitute on the air. We did an interview, and she said that it was about what a professional hour costs in your given district. So if a lawyer charges $300 an hour where you are, or $500 an hour, whatever it is, it's probably going to be commiserate with that.
This girl that they talked about getting busted in the article that we were sharing was $300 for a half hour.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a high-end district.
It is.
Compared to $30.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you are on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. I just want to say that, you know, our city of Albuquerque, they are going to improve our sidewalks to make it safer.
Safer for the prostitutes?
Well, I don't know about it. Safer for everybody, children, adult, everybody walking.
You do a lot of walking around Albuquerque, Sarah. Do you see a lot of street walkers that are out there on the streets?
No, they treat me like I'm a street walker just because I'm walking. I mean,
really?
They,
do you get heckled by, like, guys that are driving by in cars?
Catcall.
Oh, yeah, all the time, constantly. It's terrifying, you know?
Wow.
I have to be, so... But this is that's the kind of town this is.
Shouldn't you take it as a compliment? I mean, rather than being terrified by it, shouldn't you take it as a compliment that there are men who, they want your attention, they are willing to pay, perhaps, for your attention?
It's very annoying, you know, because I'm not interested in that. I'm not in the market, you know, I'm celibate. So they're it's like a harassment, you know what I mean?
Would you describe yourself as voluntarily celibate?
Voluntarily, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
You have no interest, romantic interest in finding somebody else?
Well, I've done that. I'm 50 years old. I've done that in my past. You know,
I'm 48. I don't feel dead.
anyways, I'm more concerned about safer street design, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are they doing to the sidewalk?
Yes, I know.
It's just that they're widening.
They're widening. Oh.
Wider. But you know what? Even though that... That's why I'm nice to you guys, because I get things done on this show, believe it or not. It might be five
Sarah
or ten
Sarah truly
people,
believes that by calling Free Talk Live about issues in Albuquerque, that she is solving the problems, that she will make things safer.
Of course I do. Of course
That's
I do. You know, I brought up that we struck
it's
800
Man, I wish we were as influential as Sarah thinks that we are. We can't even get somebody to tune into our Twitch stream.
I want Sarah to come on as our marketing maven. You know, like, I'll give her marketing directors.
Just to call
status.
A bunch of other shows and
Whatever
drop our name.
It is. Yeah, I mean, just something.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate
she
it.
She believes in Free Talk Live. Believes
she
in us.
I wonder if they're narrowing the streets in order to widen the sidewalks or if they're encroaching on local
houses.
Oh,
I already got
business.
Rid of her.
I know.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't have a chance to ask that. Just remember for next week.
Okay.
So local authorities say skip the games. This is the new site that is kind of taking Backpage's spot. Is taking over the sex trafficking void left with the Backpage shutdown. Remember, they had talked about Backpage, or there were some people in the Justice Department who disagreed with taking the site down because it actually makes it harder for them to find real sex trafficking victims. So what they would do is, like, you know, some girl gets abducted or runs away and then gets, you know, kind of kept by a pimp or, you know, then pimped out against her will. You've got a sex slave situation. This is actual human trafficking. Most prostitutes are not sex slaves. They're professional people who do, you know, sex for business. But there are some sex slave victims out there. And so what the site like, you know, sites like Backpage were allowing the police to do was to actually find these people because they'd put pictures up, right? Like they put pictures up of the girl. It might be like from the neck down or something like that. But if they know that, you know, girl X has been abducted and she's got a mole here or wherever it is, you know, they got some sort of identifying thing that if they see the photograph of this person, they can say, that's the person we've been looking for, that's the person who got abducted. Then they can set up that deal with that person and actually rescue a sex trafficking victim. In that case, that's one of the few times I actually support the police investigating, sex for money, when it's a violation of the human who's being trafficked, when it's human trafficking, I think that's okay for the police to be investigating that. But taking down Backpage was actually something that many of these cops, even in the Justice Department, were like, this is a bad idea. It's going to make it harder for us to find actual sex trafficking victims.
Yeah, like if you're worried about what two consenting adults are doing in the privacy of some private room, you've got a lot of things. There's a lot of things in your life you should be worried about besides that.
Yeah. It's also interesting that they didn't operate the site like they've done with other...
Oh, the police?
Yeah, because they've taken over sites and operated it for a period of time.
Now, I don't think it would really help them in this particular case, because they're still able to go after people based on just the ads that they post.
Sure, but I mean, people they take it all the way down.
Sure. Backpage, let's see here. Last April, Donald Trump signed a pair of laws, the Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act and Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act, that added tougher penalties to web services that knowingly assist, facilitate, and support prostitution or sex trafficking.
Donald Trump signed a bill against prostitution?
Yeah, you didn't hear about this? We talked about it last year when it...
Well, because he doesn't need to hire them.
Yes, he does.
When it was happening.
He was doing that.
Well, he has his other ways of doing it. And this was the law that I had actually referred to earlier, which I could not remember its name. Yeah, FOSTA-SESTA was what it, that's the acronym for it. And that's the thing that drove Backpage and Craigslist. It drove Craigslist to stop having a personal section entirely. As a result, Backpage and its affiliated websites were seized by federal authorities in April of 2018, and the founders of the website and five others were indicted on federal charges of facilitating prostitution and using foreign banks to hide revenues. Asked how its website's any different than Backpage, Skip the Games issued a statement saying, quote, like many companies, we unfortunately have to deal with people who misuse our network/facilities to help commit illegal actions or do bad things. We are a small company, and even though we have no staff or facilities in the United States, we interact with and help U.S. law enforcement on a near daily basis. On the website, Skip the Games only provides an email for police to contact them. While the Backpage shutdown initially slowed sex trafficking, Rick Dabrowski, operations manager with nonprofit advocacy group Valley Against Sex Trafficking, said, quote, it has sadly not changed the nature of trafficking.
One of the other things the Backpage shutdown did is it sent the legitimate prostitutes into the regular dating pool, like the online dating sites, because that was the only other place so they could meet the guys. Yeah.
So this guy is saying that it hasn't, well, surprise, shutting down Backpage didn't stop sex trafficking.
Surprise.
How about that? You can't, chop off the branches of one of the results of the problem. The problem is making prostitution illegal. That's one of the reasons why sex trafficking occurs at the level that it does. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts with us. Hour 2 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.